Hello and welcome to the Amendment Podcast. Today, I will be joined by our special guest, Thomas Perry.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you so much for being here. Just a quick reminder that our sponsor today is Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage, who is a great supplier for all your foot massage and barbecue needs.
So, Charlie, what are we discussing today?
I'm so glad you asked, because today we will be discussing the 17th Amendment. A topic which I think you know something about.
I do know a little something about it. I'm studying the 17th Amendment at Oxford.
That is absolutely fascinating. As written in the Constitution, the 17th Amendment states, "The Senate of the United States shall be composed of 2 senators from each state, elected by the people thereof for 6 years, and each senator shall have 1 vote. The electors in each state shall have the qualifications requisite for electors of the most numerous branch of the state legislatures. When vacancies happen in the representation of any state in the Senate, the executive authority of such state shall issue writs of election to fill such vacancies, provided that the legislature of any state may empower the executive thereof to make temporary appointments until the people fill the vacancies by election, as the legislature may direct. This amendment shall not be so construed as to affect the election or term of any senator chosen before it becomes valid as part of the Constitution." So, let's break that down for our audience, because that is a relatively dense text.
So, in basic terms, the effect of the 17th Amendment is a transition from state-appointed senators to senators being elected by the people. However, it states that if there is a vacancy in the Senate, the state can temporarily appoint a senator to take that place. The third part of this amendment effectively grandfathers in all members of the Senate appointed before the ratification of this amendment.
Wow. So would you consider this another important step towards the democratic nation that was still forming at this time and that I believe is still forming today?
I absolutely would. And I think that it's important for the audience to know when this step was taken.
I agree. The 17th Amendment was only just ratified in 1913.
And it was finally ratified because of an inability of state legislatures to agree on an appointed senator. This led to extended vacancies in the Senate, a problem that could not be allowed to continue.
And do you think that perhaps corrupt state legislatures could have led to this change as well?
I know so. That was one of the reasons why the electors were deadlocked and why something needed to change. In fact, in 1912, the Senate investigated the corrupt senator from Illinois, Mr. William Cormier. Their findings proved that the direct election of the Senate was the only plausible way to ensure a functional and honest Senate.
Now, which parts of the original Constitution were effectively replaced or overruled?
So this amendment modifies Article 1, Section 3 of the Constitution. This section states that the Senate of the United States shall be composed of 2 senators from each state chosen by the legislature thereof.
And who is responsible for drafting the 17th Amendment, which replaced this article?
It was written by Senator Joseph L. Bristow, who is a member of the 62nd Congress.
The 17th Amendment is so intriguing. Let's talk about the Senate as a whole. What is your opinion on the fundamentals of the Senate, the length of the terms, the requirements to be a senator, and the responsibility of the job?
I think that the senator and the requirements of the senator are good. I think that the age minimum is 30 years of age. This is good because it's better than 25 years and it's under 35 years.
I absolutely agree. That is profound.
Yes, I agree as well.
All right, well, it appears that we are reaching the end of our time here. Thank you so much for joining me today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Also, I would like to thank our sponsor today, Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage, who is a great supplier for all your foot massage and barbecue needs. Most importantly, I'd like to send a thank you to our guests for tuning in. We will see you next week when we discuss the 18th Amendment. If you'd like to check our sources online, you can visit Noodle Tools to see our full list of credible and government sources. Thanks for tuning in, and good night. This has been the Amendment Podcast.